from the Supreme Court says a major decision is coming. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, quoting what they say is a leaked draft opinion. The website Politico reports Supreme Court justices have decided to overturn Roe v. Wade, the 1973 ruling that legalized abortion in the U.S. Fox's chief Supreme Court correspondent Shannon Bream.
If this ends up being the opinion in some form or fashion, if it uses this wording, it's essentially sending the idea of abortion back to the states and saying they will decide, let the people there decide. It upholds the Mississippi law and says Roe and Casey got it completely wrong.
Shannon Bream points out this is only a draft dated in February and things could have changed since. It is not officially an opinion until it's published by the court. Fox News cannot independently confirm the draft is genuine, but several sources familiar with Justice Alito's writing say it appears to be legitimate. A spokesman for the high courts would not comment. A federal court jury in Washington has convicted New York City police veteran Thomas Webster on charges related to last year's incursion at the U.S. Capitol.
His case set precedents as being the first defendant tried for assault, as well as the first to use a self-defense argument, saying that he was trying to protect himself from what he called a rogue cop who started the confrontation by punching Webster in the face. The D.C. Metro officer, Noah Rathbun, testified he did not start the fight with Webster, who was initially indicted by a grand jury on counts including assault with a dangerous weapon, a metal flagpole.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, Webster to be sentenced in September. A Philadelphia police officer has been charged with murder in the death of a 12-year-old boy who was shot in the back a month ago after firing a shot into an unmarked police car. Gains on Wall Street to start the new trading month. The Dow up 84 points, NASDAQ 201 points higher. The S&P 500 Monday adding 23 points. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It's primary election day in Indiana and in Ohio today.
Ohio's Republican Senate primary will test the power of former President Trump's endorsement. He has backed author and venture capitalist J.D. Vance in a crowded Republican field. But former state treasurer Josh Mandel, former state Republican chair Jane Timken, and businessman Mike Gibbons have all campaigned as the most in line with Trump. State Senator Matt Dolan has distanced himself more than the others from the former president. The winner of the Republican primary is likely to face Democrat Congressman Tim Ryan in November in a general election to replace Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman, who is not running for re-election. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi yesterday speaking about a Democratic congressional delegation's trip to Ukraine over the weekend.
Time is life. It is the sooner we can get the weapons and the assistance there, the sooner more people's lives will be saved, the sooner we'll be closer to ending the diabolical atrocities.
The speaker called a meeting with President Zelensky inspiring. Pope Francis says Hungary's Prime Minister Orban has told him Russia will end the war next week. U.S. defense officials are expecting Moscow to declare the annexation of large portions of eastern Ukraine. Missouri is preparing to execute a convicted killer tonight. Out of legal options, Carmen Deck will receive a lethal injection this evening. He had admitted to the murders of James and Zelma Long while robbing their home in DeSoto, Missouri in 1986. Three times his death sentence was overturned on procedural errors, only to be reinstated by a federal court in October of 2020. His attorneys claimed in a filing to the Supreme Court that Long delay was unconstitutional. The justices disagreed, refused to intervene. Missouri's Governor Mike Parsons yesterday also rejecting Deck's request for clemency, saying the state will deliver justice. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.